This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A story constellation. That's the idea of the upcoming Starry Story Night, when six true stories will interlink in what's being called illuminating ways. Joining us in studio today is Jody Eichelberger, Artistic Director for Starry Story Night, and Sierra Partuka, one of the night's storytellers. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
You always have to give me a tongue twister. Starry Story Night, Jody.
I know, yeah.
Okay, so for people who aren't aware of what Starry Story Night is, give us an overview.
Well, historically, Starry Story Night used to be kind of stories from Boise's luminaries. And Jessica Holmes, my predecessor, created and directed that. When I came on, I was having a little trouble with that concept. Because I tend to integrate our luminaries into our regular show. So I came up with this different idea of actually twisting Starry Story Night to be more about the stars and constellations. Mm-hmm. So the first one we did was last year with the Pleiades, and then this year we're doing Orion. And the idea is each storyteller is an individual point of light, and when I edit the stories together, I look for the lines to draw between the stars to create that constellation. It worked great last year. I thought I knew I was doing this year and discovered, nope, it's totally different. I got to start over because it wants to be its own show. And so it's brand new this year, totally different process.
And when we talk about Orion, we should say that, he's known as the Hunter.
That's right.
So that is really kind of the theme through all of these stories?
Yes, and some of the stories, the hunting is literal, and some, like in Sierra's case, it's a little more metaphorical, mm-hmm. although you do have one section of your story that is a form of hunting. Mm-hmm. And I found Sierra, actually, through the Boise Astronomical Society. I was up in McCall, and they had a telescope night, and we're looking through the stars, and I thought, I wonder if I could find a storyteller through them. And they hooked me up with Sierra.
And Sierra, so you are a student at Boise State University,
that's
correct?
Right.
And you're studying
astrophysics.
Of course you are. Smart girl. So what is it about astrophysics and the stars that just, speaks to you?
Well, they're just the most extreme things in the universe. When you look out into the cosmos, there's stuff that's really, really hot and really, really cold. At the same time, there's stuff that burns a billion degrees Kelvin, which is like so much more intense than Fahrenheit. Everything's just so extreme and superlative. And it just fascinates me how absurd things can get, There's quasars and pulsars that just draw in all this light and energy and then expel it at ridiculous speeds, like speeds that we've never seen before that are just so fast and crazy. And it's just really fun to look at that.
So what was it growing up that kind of made you want to go into this?
Well, I didn't really know that I wanted to go into it until high school, which, thanks to my astronomy teacher at Eagle High School, she kind of inspired me to... She taught me how to be inspired by space and, like, science and stuff like that. when I was younger, my dad would set up this old telescope, a little old Galileo telescope that's only, like, 3-inch diameter, so you can't see amazing things, but you can see, like, the craters in the moon that are very distinct.
Oh, wow.
And he showed me the supermoon one night. And I was like, Dad, why is it so big? And he explained it properly. He's like, it's a supermoon. It looks like it's bigger because it's closer. And I was like, wow, I never would have thought of that. And it's just this way of thinking that mm-hmm. is logical and a good process.
So, Jody, here you find Sierra, who's so incredibly eloquent and so passionate about the cosmos. Where do you find the other storytellers? Are they part of... your other events that you hold, or are these all new storytellers?
Most of them are brand new. A couple of them have been featured storytellers previously with totally different subjects. But it is interesting because in Sierra's case, she actually took my place in the show. Last year, I was kind of...
I like what she just did. If you did.
Hands to hips.
Hands to hips. Like, that's right.
I was kind of the person who described the mythology of the stars and its connection to the stories in the show. Sierra has her own story, which I didn't have when I was doing it, because I was just the host. But she, in addition to her own story, she kind of connects it to the stars through the show, and she does it so much better than I would have. So I wrote myself out of the show. So I get to sit outside and watch it. But it's interesting because Sierra was just describing that super moon, and that kind of is where the show starts, because almost all the storytellers had a section in their story about the moon. Mm. And when I edit it together, I'm looking for those cross sections that connects them. So it ended up being this beautiful beginning where we have a woman in Kenya at her grandmother's, laying on the grass in front of this house that has no electricity, looking up at the moon. We have a guy in Idaho on a hunting trip looking at the moon. We have another woman who's on a hunting trip who, I think in her case, the moon wasn't out. One of them, the moon isn't out, and it's totally dark. And so they each get this snippet to describe the moon, but they're in completely different places in the world. So we have two men and four women, which is also different. And the topics range from actually hunting a bull elk and the difficulty in doing that with a bow and arrow.
Oh, my gosh.
We have people who feel hunted. The woman in Kenya is looking for a ride home from a nightclub, and she's hunting for that, and the tables turn, and she becomes the hunted. We have a woman who is feeling hunted by anorexia, and she's come out the other side, but just is recognizing the psychology of how anorexia is a hunter. We have a guy with his bird dog hunting. And so was one section that I find really fascinating is the woman who's talking about anorexia. We paralleled her story with the guy as he's pursuing the animal he already shot, and he's trying to find it. And by mixing those two stories together, there's just a new energy and new insights that I don't even fully understand all of them. And then, of course, our other partner is the Boise Phil Brass Quintet. And so last year it was the string quartet, which I found, again, oh, this is totally different. Working with five brass instruments, like the genre of music is different. So what we have done is literally a lot of the music for them are fugues, where one instrument will play a theme, and then another instrument comes in with the same theme, and then another theme, and they all layer on top of each other. And I realized, well, that's what we're doing in this show. So we've deconstructed that fugue, and each of those instruments, I don't know if they've ever done this before, they're going to play their own part as a solo without the other people entering, kind of paralleling each storyteller, and then in the end, it all comes together, and the fugue goes together.
And I think we should note once again, I mean, these are all true stories.
Yeah.
And I think there's something so incredibly compelling about that.
There is. And the other unique thing for Story Story Night is because this is scripted, but also the fact that the script is, you know, 95% the storyteller's words, but it's been mixed from written submission and from oral recording, oral interview, and transcribed from oral interview. So the style of the language, like Sierra switches from very poetic language that she wrote in a paper, but then it's her and I just talking and recording that, and you get the pattern of language that happens when you're just talking. Because even though it's a scripted show, I still wanted it to feel like the other Story Story Night shows, where it's no notes and you're just kind of speaking off the cuff.
And we should also say that, Sierra, you are the youngest performer at Story Story Night at 20 years old. Mm-hmm. How does that feel?
It feels kind of like I'm an imposter.
Oh, stop. Please.
Well, you know, I'm just a young student, and everyone else has had all this life experience to draw off of.
But isn't that interesting, though, because everyone has a story to tell, no matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if you would read an excerpt of part of your story that you'll be telling.
Mm-hmm. Would you prefer more poetic or more...
It is up to you.
Colloquial. We're going to go with poetic, because my parents are listening in and I want to impress them. My dad's old Galileo telescope is mine now. I use it to stargaze as often as possible. Seeing the stars and constellations is like visiting old friends who tell you the same stories every time you stop by. I can point my telescope at Orion. He'll tell me of his hunting days with Canis Major and Minor by his side and Scorpius at his heels. My favorite constellations won't be dim when I sit on my porch with my grandchildren, nor will humans run out of universe to traverse and discover. Its many mysteries will endlessly be sought out for our desire to find. I'm hunting the elusive truth of the cosmos.
Oh. Very nice. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. We've been talking with Jody Eichelberger, Artistic Director for Starry Story Night, and Sierra Partuka.
Partica.
Thank you. I knew I was going to get it wrong. She is one of the night storytellers. We've been talking about the upcoming Starry Story Night. It will take place Tuesday, October 29th at Jump in downtown Boise. I also want to thank all of you for listening and being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate the time that you take. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. A special thanks to Andrew Fisher, who is filling in for Samantha this week. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Thursday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will see you back here tomorrow.